Moscow line moves along.
What are his use, boys? Bandages. Roll along, boys. Roll along. Right around the corner.
Not all the men make chow.
That's still wicked. How's the old saying go? Two down and two up. I had two meals, two went down, two came up. Only it took me three times in 5 minutes.
Private Danny Marino of New York feels somewhat seasick, too. He goes down to sick bay. Some men say Danny likes to go to sick bay. Alan, the corpsman, announces him to the nurse.
Miss Alster, Private Marino is seasick.
Marino, how long have you been seasick?
So I've been seasick for about 4 days now since entering this vessel ship. I really can't go about my work. I try and everything.
You mean you got seasick right after you left the harbor?
I got seasick when I knew I was coming on a boat. I couldn't understand it. I just can't seem to go about my work. Everybody looks green to me. I talk to people. They seem to just be going round and round. And then they all come out with bobbing and weaving. I haven't been eating my foods. Food. I haven't been eating in a...
Don't look too sick.
Private Marino might be called a character. There's one in every outfit. Expert at the high and noble art of griping. Great for the morale of the unit. Here he holds a sergeant and a corporal at bay.
Well, what don't you like about the army?
Well, I'll tell you.
I don't like when they blow the whistle to get you up. I don't like when they blow the whistle for you to fall out. I don't like when they blow the whistle for you to eat. I don't like when they blow the whistle for you after you eat. There's no sense in that.
Well, that's different. You have to have discipline in the
discipline.
Army.
Right. Why is that?
Well, if you didn't have discipline in the army, it'd just be a mob.
Just a minute. Ask me one question. You don't like the Army, and yet you enlisted in it. Why did you do that? You're R.A.
Army's a good deal.
The fourth is a fairly young outfit. Most men in their late teens or early 20s, mostly draftees. Men from every section of the country, every race, color, and creed. Many college men. Many serious men, like Sergeant Weber.
You know, we've been hearing a lot of talk ever since we left Georgia about why we're going to Europe, what we're going to do over there. And I don't know, I've been thinking about it. For a while, I was sort of taking it with a grain of salt. I thought perhaps it wasn't all what they said it was going to be. But after reading the papers for a while and reading about why we're going there, I'm getting to think that it's the only logical thing we can do. Those people over there, they need to have some help in the way of men and boost their morale, mainly.
The days roll by. It's a fast crossing. Life aboard ship consists of many things. Some work, some play. Reveille is individual at 6 a.m.
Let's get out of there.
Hey, what time of morning is it?
Huh?
What time of morning is it?
6 o'clock.
Hey.
Yeah, time to get up.
Hey.
Time to get up, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? You awake?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, waiting here all night just for us to get up?
I don't know, just got up.
Yeah, what time did you wake us up?
It's time to get up.
You didn't sleep last night.
You didn't sleep last night?
No, oh, and ain't on a dang bed all night, they keep from falling out. This thing is bouncing all over the place.
Let's get it, time to get up.
Prop wash from the stern. German lessons.
Can you address a person by name you say, Mr. Schmidt, Herr Schmidt, Herr Schmidt, Herr Schmidt, Schmidt. Miss Schmidt means Fräulein Schmidt, Fräulein Schmidt,
Fräulein Schmidt.
Radio Shack. Weather report. Stand guard duty.
Now, here's your special orders. This lifeboat over here, you unfasten it and throw it overboard. This red container down here, you unscrew this top, and when you throw the preserver overboard, it will light up a flare. The victim will be able to see the preserver. You holler, the man overboard.
Deck concert at high noon. The poker game.
Down in Dirty's. Two aces for the dollar.
$1.
Call it. Run the card.
Here they come. One jack, no help. Another jack, no help. Two aces. The lock on the board.
The Coke machine and ping pong. A serenade at night. The division mascot, a dachshund. Variety show rehearsal.
Greetings to you from the 4th Infantry Division.
The Big MacArthur debate.
Think it'll be between him and General Eisenhower. One will be the next president of the United States.
We should have a general of the army or something like that running for president.
In a time of in times like these, I think yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. It might bring about a militaristic nation of some sort.
A Protestant chaplain conducts Jewish services. Morale mighty high below deck. Now, approaching England, a soldier looks out at the sea and spins a fabric of imagination and memory. His dream girl.
You want a guy, you want a gal that's all kind of warm around the fireplace at night. And she wants to be, well, affectionate, you might say. A girl that can make you do things her way and make you think it's your way. Make you like it. I got the girl picked that I want to get took by. And she's just about everything I said that I wanted. She's got a nice, soothing voice. Take the winds whistling through the treetops. Take the rippling waters. You got her voice. Laugh. Well, when she laughs, it's kind of like the Harpo Marx in his harp. When he gets down to the serious music, he can really make that harp sing, and that's just about like her laugh is. Common sense, good loving, good looks, nice personality. It all totals up to the dream girl.
Landfall, England. The British pilot who will navigate the channel is piped aboard by a GI.
I say, how about coming aboard and have a sport of tea with us?
The white cliffs of Dover and the expected reaction. On the bridge, the pilot calls the signals approaching Bremerhaven, Germany.
We should make 312 light tip at about 9:45 and round course to 174. All right, easy right wheel. Easy right now to 170.
The The crossing is almost completed. It's been fast. 7 days, 12 hours. A record for the post-war military fleet. Smooth sailing most of the way, except for the tail end of a storm 5 days out. The General Patch is eased into Bremerhaven Harbor. The men make a hasty visual reconnaissance of the ground ahead.
Brigade, watch the shaft! Watch the shaft! Watch the shaft!
Yeah, that one there. But the cathedral up there, it's bombed. You can still see the bombs inside of it where it was all beat up.
All right, in a few minutes, that'll make everything just fine.
That must be a permanent guest house over here. Look at those throw lines sitting on the bench.
Wow.
Oh, there's the band. What's faster? Faster.
The journey across is about over. The debarkation, the military honors, the long speeches of welcome in the driving rain are yet to come. But one GI looked down from the deck of the General Patch and summed up the essential point of the whole operation in four words. Four words from a buck private in the 4th Infantry Division, United European Command.
Eisenhower, we are here.
The commander of the 4th Division, Major General Harlan N. Harkness, received the honors at Bremerhaven from General Eisenhower's staff and replied by saying a few words about his men.
This small troop, which you see in front of you, is truly representative. It is symbolic. It symbolizes young America. It symbolizes young America at its best. It symbolizes the will and the determination of our people to join with the rest of the free people of this world to maintain freedom. These men and the other men of the 4th Division are fully conscious of their mission, and they are fully determined to accomplish that mission. We trust that that mission will continue to be peaceful. But I assure all those listening that should the turn be otherwise, the 4th Division will give a good account of itself.
You have just heard program 26 in the CBS series, Hear It Now, a document for ear based on the week's news. Hear It Now is edited and produced by Edward R. Murrow and Fred W. Friendly, and the CBS staff, which includes Irving Gitlin, Jesse Zalsma, John Aaron, Edmund Scott, and Joseph Worster. Portions of the program originated at WTOP Washington, WEEI Boston, WGAR Cleveland, WLAC Nashville, WRBL Columbus, Georgia, KNX Los Angeles, KCBS San Francisco, and The Voice of America. Combat recordings were made in Korea by CBS correspondents Robert Pierpoint and John Jefferson, and by Voice of America correspondents. The trip of the 4th Division from Benning to Bremerhaven was done with the general assistance of the armed forces, and particularly the Military Sea Transportation Service of the Navy Department, and correspondent Elmer Borchert. The original interview with Dr. Kusevitsky was done a year ago by James Fassett. The play-by-play baseball broadcast was by Jimmy Dudley. Edward R. Murrow can be heard over most of these same CBS stations Monday through Friday at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Your announcer is Olin Tice. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is